The Buffalo Sabres are in Sweden for two games against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Here to talk about it is reporter Bill Hoppe, who joins us each week on WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatu. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Omar.
These games are being played in Stockholm as part of the NHL's Global Series. A trip like this can be a good bonding experience. Is it something players were looking forward to?
Oh, I think so. For a lot of these guys, this is going to be their first game overseas. It's going to be a totally unique, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, experience. And they're not just jetting over there and playing a couple of games. I mean, they're going to be in Stockholm just about a week. They had yesterday off to explore the city. It's obviously a beautiful city, so I imagine they're having a great time. And if you talk to guys, they'll tell you early season road trips, trips that last a week or 5 days or whatever, that they really can be bonding experiences because the guys get together, they have dinner, they do different things, and it helps. And I know a lot of the Sabres were looking forward to it, not just the Swedish ones. I know Linus Allmark, one of the Swedes, wanted to show his teammates the old town area of Stockholm. He said it's just beautiful. I think it has buildings from the 17th century. But I think the Sabres were also cognizant this has to be a business trip. They have two games against the Tampa Bay Lightning, who have been the league's probably best team over the last few years. It's a division rival. If the Sabres want to get anywhere, they have to knock off the Lightning, and they have an opportunity to gain 4 points this weekend. And Sabres coach Ralph Kruger has done a terrific job just focusing his players through the first month. They've always responded well to different things, a little bit of adversity they've had. So I expect them to be focused come Friday.
Well, the Sabres do have six Swedes on the roster: Rasmus Dahlin, Victor Olofsson, Marcus Johansson, Johan Larsson, Linus Allmark, and Lawrence Pilot. I imagine this trip is especially meaningful for them.
Definitely. And when you knew when the Sabres drafted Rasmus Dahlin that they were going to go overseas in the near future. And sure enough, they got the games right away this year. And I can't imagine some of the attention these guys are getting. I mean, Rasmus Dahlin, can he walk down the streets of Stockholm? Can any of these guys walk down the streets of Stockholm without getting recognized, without getting badgered? But I'm sure the guys are enjoying it. I talked to Marcus Johansson about it, and he played last year in Sweden with the New Jersey Devils, and he just you could tell it was just one of those experiences in his career that he'll never forget, and now he has an opportunity to do it again. And then you have a guy like Lawrence Pilot. He hasn't played a game in Buffalo all year, and then he's in Rochester over the weekend, and he gets the call that the Sabres want him to serve as an extra defenseman on the trip, and he gets to go. And I think that's a nice gesture by the Sabres. They didn't have to recall him. I mean, you can always use extra players, but, I mean, I think that's almost a favor to him, and I'm sure it's something he'll never forget.
Well, the Sabres have faltered a bit lately. They've lost their last three games. Do you see any cause for concern?
I do, and I think a lot of it is just the Sabres coming back down to earth. I mean, as well as they played over the first month, the chances are they weren't going to play like that the whole year. I mean, they're probably not going to win 60 games this year. But that said, I mean, they haven't been great recently. The goal scoring has started to evaporate, that secondary scoring. They've gotten looser defensively. I mean, the game last Friday against Washington was by far their worst game of the season. I mean, they had one of their worst starts in years. They were down 4-0, barely 10 minutes in. And again, that's another team. If you want to go anywhere, you're going to have to knock off the Washington Capitals. But they responded well Saturday night against the Islanders. I know they lost 1-0, but they played a much, much better game. I mean, they ran into a team that won its ninth straight game. I think they cleaned up a lot of things. But we're barely a month into the season. The Sabres have positioned themselves very well. They're in great shape. If you had offered this start to any Sabres fan, any Sabres player, they would have surely taken it. So they've done well for themselves over the first month.
Well, these games are Friday at 2 p.m. local time and Saturday at 1. We'll talk about them next week on Behind the Bench. Bill Hoppe, thanks for joining us. We'll talk next week.
Thank you, Omar.